U.S. State of Florida, Ron DeSantis announced Tuesday state law enforcement will launch a criminal investigation of the apparent assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. DeSantis' announcement means a state-level probe will run parallel to the federal investigation into the suspect, Ryan Wesley Roth, who formerly faced federal firearms charges Monday. At a news briefing in West Palm Beach, DeSantis said Roth is believed to have committed state law violations across multiple judicial circuits in Florida, where the state would have jurisdiction. Meanwhile, in Washington, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said he will spare no resource in this investigation.
The entire Justice Department, including in particular the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida, the National Security Division, are all coordinating closely with our local state law enforcement partners on the ground. We will all work together to tirelessly determine accountability in this matter.
Roth was arrested Sunday afternoon after authorities spotted a firearm poking out of shrubbery on the West Palm Beach golf course where Trump was playing. Prosecutors asked that Roth remain locked up as a flight risk. Israel said Tuesday that halting Hezbollah's attacks in the country's north to allow residents to return to their home is now an official war goal as it considers a wider military operation in Lebanon. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli officials have repeatedly threatened to take heavier military action to halt the near-daily attacks, which began shortly after the outbreak of the war in Gaza. Jerusalem's regularly launched airstrikes in response and has targeted and killed senior Hezbollah commanders. The fighting has displaced tens of thousands of people on both sides of the border. Hezbollah has said it would halt the attacks with a ceasefire in Gaza, and the U.S. has pressed for restraint. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Authorities in the North African country of Mali have said insurgents targeting a gendarmerie or military school in other areas of the capital Bamako Tuesday in what would be a rare attack inside the capital. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
In a statement, the army said mopping up operations are underway. The national broadcaster told Malians that search and rescue operations were taking place, that the situation was under control, and to remain calm and follow the instructions of the security forces. Footage showed a mob burning what was said to be the remains of one of the suspected assailants. Mali is one of several West African countries fighting a jihadist insurgency in the Sahel. Thousands in the region have been killed and millions displaced as the militants have advanced and amid military efforts to push them back. Both governments and insurgents, some of whom have links to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, have been accused of violence against civilians.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Russia said Monday its forces have retaken from Ukraine two villages in the Kursk region, continuing what Moscow said was a significant counteroffensive there. VOA Stephen Koresh reports.
Russian forces have been battling Ukrainian troops in the Kursk region since early August, when Kyiv surprised Moscow with the biggest foreign attack on Russian soil since World War II. Russia's defense ministry says that its troops have retaken the settlements of Uspenovka and Borki. A senior Russian commander and pro-Kremlin war bloggers said last week that Russia has restored control over about 10 settlements in the region. VOA cannot independently confirm these claims. Meanwhile, Ukraine says its forces control about 100 villages in Kursk over an area of more than 1,300 square kilometers. Steve Karish, VOA News.
British Foreign Secretary David Lammy said Tuesday addressing the climate crisis will be central to everything his office does. Speaking at London's Kew Gardens, Lammy said the threat of climate change may not feel as urgent as terrorism or an imperialist autocrat, but said it is more fundamental. He said the extreme weather and other effects of climate change are the direct result of political failures. Lammy said the current British government has set the landmark goal to be the first major economy to deliver clean power by 2030 and will build an alliance committed to accelerating the clean energy transition. The Norwegian Road Federation announced Tuesday the electric cars outnumber gasoline-powered cars in Norway for the first time ever. The federation said of the 2.8 million private cars registered in the Scandinavian country, 754,303 are all electric, compared to 354,907 that run on gasoline. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Music and more. VOA. One. Yeah.